Welcome to Morning Star with Mike Day, a daily program inspiring you to live your Christian faith.
I love being around older people who have a deep faith. They've moved past the ambitious phase where people step on others to climb up their ladder of success. They've moved beyond having to make their point at the expense of hurting another. They see with eyes that look beyond the current drama to a future hope. In our scripture reading today, we see a glimpse of Paul's deep faith as he continues in his day-to-day challenging ministry while also longing for the day when God's perfect plan will be complete. Hear these words from Paul in Romans chapter 8, verses 18 and 19. He says, "For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed to us. For the creation waits with eager longing for the revealing of the sons of God." He then moves on in verses 22 and 23 to use the analogy of childbirth to better understand God's redemption that is to come. He writes in these verses, "For we know that the whole creation has been groaning together in the pains of childbirth until now. And not only the creation, but we ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, groan inwardly as we wait eagerly for the adoption as sons, the redemption of our bodies." Capturing the essence of the groaning that Paul is speaking of in these verses, C.S. Lewis writes, "If we find ourselves with a desire that nothing in this world can satisfy, the most probable explanation is that we were made for another world." You see, when in our faith journey, we arrive at the point of this understanding, that we were made for another world, that there will be this groaning for that which is to come. You see, then we can better embrace the present moment. We actually move with greater confidence into the moment and into relationships, even with those we disagree, because we are building for eternity. While we still experience pain, we still face disappointment, we know that God's perfect plan is progressing. Thomas Merton stated, "You do not need to know precisely what is happening or exactly where it is all going. What you need is to recognize the possibilities and challenges offered by the present moment and to embrace them with courage, faith, and hope." Dear God, living in the not yet is difficult. Help me not to be overcome with fear. Help me not to live defeated. May I embrace the opportunities and the people you bring my way today, believing that a word spoken and a deed practiced makes an imprint for eternity. Amen.